21-0 is our score. We're at Texans Field. It's Wimberley over Bernie. Mike Blackwell here with you with Randy Hermes.
I have to admit, before this game started, if you would have asked me if I thought it would be 21-0 at the end of the first half, I said no way.
First quarter, said no way. Here's Lambert now, play action, is going to look, and he's in a lot of trouble and sacked back at his own 49-yard line. Loss of nine is Brady Lambert.
Yeah, Taylor Robertson and Brad Rodriguez had a hard time handling. That was number 71, Cole Adams, for the Greyhounds, and he was able to mix him up back there and get Lambert out of a sink.
They're going to spot it actually right at the 50-yard line. It'll be third down and 11 for the Texans. And, yeah, Bernie was able to get the defensive lineman loose on Lambert's blind side. He's able to track him down. Lambert shotgun, Trinity Wilson to his right. Lambert's going to roll right. Looking. Boy, he's got so much time. Now he's going to run it, and he's able to pick up about 4 yards down to the 47-yard line of Bernie. Nowhere near the first down. Let's see what Wimberley decides to do here.
Yeah, again, he was looking down the field trying to throw the ball, and, boy, hats off to this Greyhound secondary because they've done a good job bottling up the receivers.
Yeah, really have, and now Burchell is going to be back to punt for Wimberley, first punt of the night for the Texans. Bernie's probably thinking, yeah, it's about time. Deep for Bernie is Nolan Campbell. Here's the punt. It is a good one. Soars over Campbell's head.
Oh.
Bounces into the end zone where it'll be a touchback. Actually, that was Fisher Cook on the return for Bernie. Outstanding punt.
Yeah, very beautiful punt. It landed, hit the turf at about the 4-yard line. Kate Davis was right there, but it the ball rolled away from him very fast into the end zone.
Yeah, very fast. Bert Shell's kind of frustrated. I was watching his body language. He's thinking, man, couldn't we get that ball to just die there at the 6-yard line? Instead, it skips on into the end zone. It was moving pretty hot when it hit the ground, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a very nice punt, though. A lot of nice hang time and a lot of spin to it.
So Will Amick now will get a shot here for the first time in the second quarter. Again, 21-0, Wimberley over Bernie. Winner tonight wins the district championship. Amick is in the spread formation again, as he always is, and he's going to run another quarterback draw. He's got the 20, and he's going to be swarmed under at the 22-yard line. A pickup of two for Will Amick.
Yeah, those front three guys for the Texans, they've only got three of them down there. Blake Gridry that time was down, and he almost sacked him for a loss. They're getting good penetration and doing a good job reading what Amick is trying to do back there. He's not been very productive on trying to tuck the ball and run.
Well, no. 7 carries, negative 1 yard tonight, Randy. And, when you factor in those sacks and – This is a kid with over 1,100 yards rushing on the season.
And the picture that I guess I didn't paint very well there is that, they're running the spread. Their linemen have about 2-yard splits, and so that defensive front is almost from hash to hash.
Back to throw now is Amick. Pressure, big surprise. Scrambling left is Amick. Running for his life. He's going to flip it out deep. He's got a receiver, and it's caught. Did he catch it? Yep, he did. 46-yard line. Great catch there by Nick Insalata on the sideline.
Yeah, boy, he did a great job there. In fact, I thought we were going to get another intentional grounding call that time, but that ball came down right as he was falling out of bounds. It was not a very nice catch.
Amick was just scrambling, Randy, and Insalata got behind the secondary. As the defensive backs, you can't hold a receiver forever. Sooner or later, those guys are going to get open, and Amick was able to just float the ball out and make the completion.
Yeah, I believe that was Trinity Wilson that time. Almost sacked him, but boy, I don't know which Greyhound that was that stepped up and met him and laid a block on him where he missed the sack.
So now it's at the 46-yard line. Yet another quarterback sneak. Amick gets it out to the 50, a pickup of 4.
Aldemine and Jackson King right there to meet him.
Ball rests right at the 50, the DMZ, you might say.
Yeah, he's back deep, and he gets the ball. He kind of does that little pump fake thing, and then he tucks it and takes it right up the middle. And again, the line is spread out so far, it's which big gap am I going to try to run through? So,
It's a physics thing, too. I mean, he spreads these receivers. Those outside receivers are almost on the sideline on both sides. You got to have somebody out there. Second down now and six. Hammack back to throw, looking left, going to throw it over the middle, and it's incomplete. He was trying to hit Fisher Cook over the middle, and it was too high. It'll be third down now and six.
Well, it's probably a good thing that ball sailed high over his head. Dennis Smith was coming on strong. Had he caught that ball, he would have took a whale of a lick.
Hammack now 8 of 17 unofficially for 67 yards.
It's good to see Dennis Smith out there. You know, the last game before the playoffs, and this is the first one where it looks like he's going to play most of the game, both sides of the ball. It's great to see. He certainly is a producer for the Texans.
Back to throw is Hammack now, looking right. Pressure. He's rolling right, avoids the pressure, and now is run out of bounds at his own 48-yard line, so that's going to be a loss of two and yet another sack.
Yeah, and again, Blake Guidry and Colton Fonville were all over him. He was lucky to roll and pick up the little bit of yardage that he did.
Fourth down, excuse me.
And so now it'll be fourth down and eight for the Greyhounds. Hammack is looking over toward the sideline. I can't imagine that they would go for it here. No, they're going to bring their punting team on now, as Mark Woody will be back again to punt. And you were talking about Dennis Smith, Randy, and he's playing safety back there. Now, you got to believe if you're a receiver and you know that guy's back there that you're going to have your head on a swivel a little bit, and it's going to be hard to concentrate on the football when you know big Dennis Smith is bearing down on you as Wimberly takes a timeout.
Yeah, it looked like they were having some personnel issues there to get the right people out on the field.
A reminder tonight, our game is being brought to you by Cypress Creek Cafe and Club, Conley Car Wash, Wimberly Pharmacy, Stevenson Malone LLP, Blanco National Bank, Sip on the Square, Lori Gray with Horace Mann Insurance, Fancy That Photography, The Mail Stop, DeMasters Daniel Insurance, and by Lone Oak Motors. And have you reserved our nice fancy ride for next week? Try to operate that electric car. That was kind of entertaining. Here's Woody now.
Yeah, the Texans had only 10 men on the field on that last, when they had to take that timeout.
All right, is that Holloman or Bert Shell back there, Randy? Whoever it is, he's going to catch it at about the 13-yard line. It's Bert Shell moving right. He's got the 20, 25. Inside, spins away at the 30, and now he's still dancing away. 35, look out, 40, 45, 50, he might go. 40, he needs another block, he gets it, oh, and he gets tackled at the 28-yard line. Hunter Burchell, good Lord, Randy, I thought they never were going to get him down.
He's putting on a clinic tonight, isn't he? My goodness, he moved about 20 steps in the space of 2 yards back there and kept eluding tacklers and eluding tackles, and he finally broke through that group, and it almost looked like he was out of breath when he finally did get tackled.
Goodness, he looked like Barry Sanders moving around there. They couldn't get him, Randy. They couldn't bring him down. So now Wimberly will have the ball at the 27-yard line. And that's Bernie's 27-yard line, already leading the ball game 21-0. Shotgun formation now for Lambert. He's got Kelly and Wilson behind him. He's going to give it to Wilson right up the middle to the 25 and down to the 22-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of 5 for Trinity Wilson. Wilson, by the way, 5 carries for 54 yards. Of course, that 25-yarder on his first carry of the night, that'll help your average just a tad, right?
Yeah, he was trying to run that time behind Alden Mann and Taylor Robinson over here on the right side. They blocked their man down, and he was able to pick up a few yards for the linebacker, stepped up and met him.
So second down and 5 now. Ball at the 23-yard line. Again, a shotgun formation for Lambert. Fakes the give to Colby. He's going to take it himself. Lots of running room. 15, 10, and down to the 7-yard line is Brady Lambert, and that's a pickup of 17.
And again, at this point, the Texans are really ripping apart this Greyhound defense. They're having a hard time figuring out what they're going to do. Lambert that time was able to streak off the right side. Great blocking by his receivers down the right side there, and nice gain.
Just huge chunks of yardage on this drive, Randy. 8-yard line, first and goal for Wimberly. Already the Texans lead it 21-0, 6.5 minutes left to play in the first half. The give is to Wilson, looking for running room. He's got the 5, breaks a tackle, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Trinity Wilson, 8-yard touchdown.
And they had him bottled up there. It looked like he was going to be down at the 5-yard line, and all of a sudden he squirts out the other side untouched and just waltzes in.
Well, and squirt is the right word, Randy. You couldn't even see him momentarily for about a couple of seconds. all of a sudden he comes out of the scrum there and is into the end zone.
And we don't have the weights on the, these guys for the Bernese team, but boy, they have some big, huge guys down there on that defensive front.
Avalon now with the extra point try with 6:28 left to play in the first half, and his kick is up and good. And 28-0 is the score. Wimberley on senior night here at home all over the Bernie Greyhounds. 28-0.
Certainly been a very, very impressive first half for the Texans.
And Lambert has only passed the ball twice, Randy. Of course, he hadn't needed to throw the ball, I guess. He's 1 out of 2 for 8 yards, but Lambert himself has 27 yards rushing. Trinity Wilson with 54 yards rushing. And, of course, the one drive started at the Bernie 12. Another drive started at the 27-yard line. So, I mean, the field position has been everything tonight, and Wimberley certainly taking advantage of excellent field position all night long.
Well, we knew coming into this game that their defense was very porous against the run.
Yeah.
So, not real surprising, I guess. Although, you know, up to this point, the Texans have been very, very balanced whenever you look at their numbers, of especially in the total yards between the runs and the passes. You know, but, you know, his success has been great just running the ball tonight, so why change?
Well, and I think Weldon Nelms had the right idea with these injured guys getting nicked up here late in the regular season, Randy. He's kept Brennan Blakemore on the sidelines here tonight, and he finally has Dennis Smith healthy, really, the last couple of weeks for the first time all year, so he's got to feel pretty good about his chances going into these playoffs. Here's the kickoff to from Avalon. It's taken at the 5-yard line to the 10. Left side, running room, 20. 25-yard line, and out of bounds near the 30-yard line is Avery Snyder, the return man. First and 10, right at the 30-yard line.
Making the stop for the Texans.
Yeah, another nice kick that time by Avila.
Stay with us at halftime, of course. We'll always bring you Bing Bingham's.
Oh, he's tying a shoe.
Bing Bingham's band performance. Somebody said you were going to get out there and march around a little bit, Randy. And
oh, we're going to do play-by-play on the band at halftime.
Oh, are we? All right.
Well, they do a fine job every Friday night. They do a great job. It's always interesting to see that they add something every Friday. You know, I had a couple girls who did well in the band, so I can appreciate it a little bit.
You betcha. Hammack now, the quarterback, the outstanding quarterback now, faces a 4-touchdown deficit. He'll take the snap, and he's brought down in the backfield again, a loss of 1. And Will Hammack now, 10 carries, 0 yards, Randy.
Yeah, he didn't even try to do a pump pass that time. It came straight to him, and he tried to go over the right side, I guess where you would normally have a tackle, and nothing doing there. Texans did a great job penetrating and tackling for a 1-yard loss.
And you were talking about him being a part of 90% of the offense tonight. I'm going to give you the percentage after this play. Amick now will turn and throw it out right side. It's caught for a pickup of about 7 yards. That's Zach Garcia over there who made the catch. And
I have a feeling you don't need a calculator to do this.
No, I don't need a calculator. He is the Bernie offense has run 28 plays tonight, Randy. He has either thrown or carried the ball on each of those 28 plays. It's 100% tonight. Unbelievable. No other Greyhound has carried the football at all.
Oh, he's certainly an athletic, very athletic young man. And, again, Texans are doing just a great job bottling him up right now.
Back to throw on 3rd and 4. Amick now, he's got some running room, but now he's going to flip it outside late, and it's caught down near the 50-yard line to the 49-yard line. And that's Nolan Campbell who makes the catch right above the turf for the first down.
Yeah, that was awfully close. He must have dove just right there. The official was right there to see it, but it looked like it was awfully close to being short there on the turf in front of him. Again, great pressure that time by the Texans.
I thought Amick might have been close to the line of scrimmage too there, Randy, when he let go of the ball. I thought he was going to run with it, and he decided to flip it out there at the last minute. It was obviously the right choice. He's going to take it and run with this, though, and he's got running room 50 and down to the 46-yard line, a pickup of 6 is Will Amick.
Yeah, you know, that time they motioned Nick Pedrotti from the left side over to the right. Now, I keep thinking maybe they're going to do a little speed sweep to him, but that time he acted like the lead blocker, and Will Amick, they went over there off the right tackle. He went behind him for a nice gain.
Spot the ball right at the 46-yard line of Wimberley. Again, the Texans leading it 28-0. Amick shotgun, five wide receivers per usual. Throws it out to the right sideline. It's caught over there. I believe that is Carl Cook over there with the catch. That's going to be a first down, a pickup of seven, down to the 40-yard line.
Yeah, they seem to have found a little seam over there right along the sideline, about 12 to 15 yards down the field, and that's, what, the third or fourth time that receiver has led a little comeback, been right there on the sideline to catch the ball.
So first down and 10 for Bernie at the Wimberley 40-yard line. Amick now has completed four of his last five passes. He's got 88 yards passing, 6 yards rushing. And that's also the total offense for Bernie. Here's the throw left side. Wide open is the receiver down to the 28-yard line. That's Bryce Collins. I don't know how he got that wide open, but he did, and that's caught for a gain of 12.
Yeah, the closest guy to him there was Dennis Smith, and he was about 5 yards behind him. Again, they looked like they were in a zone coverage on that right side in their little pocket over there that uncovered for sure.
And with 4 minutes left to play in the first half, Randy, Will Amick has already thrown the ball 21 times. He's on pace for about a 50-pass game here tonight.
I believe that's par for the course, Mike.
That's right. Again, shotgun. Takes the snap. Quarterback draw. Wiped out at the 30-yard line. A loss of two.
Yeah, interesting. The Texans mixed up the defense that time. They went to a man coverage. Spread the linebackers out. And obviously they weren't trying to throw the ball, but they certainly are changing it up there in the secondary.
Second down and 12 now for Bernie at the 30-yard line of Wimberley. The clock is at 3:25, and it's running. Each of these teams have two timeouts remaining. Bernie trying to get on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. Amick, good protection over the middle and incomplete, a bit too high for Nolan Campbell.
Pass is incomplete. Trinity Wilson.
Yeah, Trinity Wilson was right there with him. A little better thrown ball, though. That was certainly catchable. Again, the Texans that time, interesting, they mixed it up and they're back into a man coverage. They blitzed Guidry, and I believe that made Amick throw the ball a little sooner than he wanted to.
Third down and 12 now. This is a big play for Bernie. Obviously, the Greyhounds trying to get back in this football game, if at all possible, with 3:11 left to play in the first half, trailing it by four touchdowns, 28-0. Third and 12. Back to throw is Amick. Pump fake. Pressure. Now he's running for his life. Running right side. Looking, and throwing down the field. And it is caught at the 13. Nope, he dropped it. Incomplete.
Yeah, Connor Kaufman was hot on his tail that time. In fact, if Connor would have been just a half a step quicker, he would have had him a big old sack for a huge loss there. Amick, being quick, he was able to find, again, try to go down that right sideline right there along the on the seam.
He's trying to hit Cook again on that right sideline. You're right, and it's incomplete. And let's see if they're going to try a field goal. Yes, they are. And this is going to be about a 47-yarder, and this is Taylor Knopf, K-N-O-P-F.
Well, we know we've hit I don't know what game, but the stats show that he hit it a 41-yarder, so
47.
He certainly has the leg.
Wow. Sidewinder kicks it up. It is long enough and high enough, and it is good.
How do you like that?
47 yards, and an appreciative Wimberley crowd gives him an ovation, and well-deserved.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow. You don't see that at many high school games there. So, but, hey, great job that time. Again, the Texan defense, boy, they've stepped up and was able to stop that drive, a nice drive by the Greyhounds, and they were able to bottle them up there at the 25-yard line.
Yeah, and slow them up there, and because Amick had them on the move. Again, that was a moonshot by Knopf. Man, that thing was so high.
He did it quick, too, didn't he?
Good grief.
Perfectly done. If he wouldn't have been good much further past that, but hats off to the young man for making that.
He may have just paid for his tuition. You know it? I mean, that's got to get somebody's attention. If you're a college scout, you go, he had 47 yards, huh? He may have just... He at least paid for his books in his first semester, didn't he?
Absolutely.
So 28-3 now is our score. With 2:52 left to play in this first half. Well, Knopf is just a junior, so he'll be kicking 55-yarders next year when he grows.
Yeah, that's great to see.
That is awesome. What a kick that was. He's going to kick it off now to Wimberley. And that is Dennis Smith deep And look, they also have Burt Schell. He's 3 yards deep in the end zone, Randy. What does that tell you?
I think that's in case Dennis drops it. He's got somebody there to pick it. Dennis hasn't had much practice on that this year so far.
Dennis always looks hungry, doesn't he? He always looks like he wants that stinking football, doesn't he?
Absolutely. Look how they're both deep in the end zone.
Yeah, they're both in the end zone now. Here's the kickoff.
Uh-oh, they did a little onside.
And they tried the onside kick, and it's rolling around, but Wimberly is able to come up with it on the Texans' own 47-yard line. So some chicanery now and flags on a play.
Yeah, the Greyhounds were offside big time on that kickoff.
Covered that time by number 3.
Good grief, Randy. You just know that so emphatically. Did you throw that flag?
No, but I saw the young man was about 5 yards in front of the kicker. I think they forgot to tell him that it was going to be onsides.
Well, you got to be a little more subtle than that, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Wimberly now. They're going to mark it off from the Wimberly 47-yard line, so they're going to have it in Bernie territory with 2:48 remaining and one timeout. You're right. Eagle Eye Hermes with the call.
I still have this clear shot through the window here.
You do, don't you? So let's see if the Texans offense can add to the 28-3 lead here. Lambert will take the snap from center. And he will turn, and he'll give it to Trinity Wilson right side. Makes a move inside and down to the 45-yard line. A pickup of 3 is Trinity Wilson. He now has 57 yards rushing on the night.
Yeah, that's a play we haven't seen very much there. A little crossing route there in the backfield. Faked it to Kelly on one side and turned around, and Wilson was coming from the opposite side. A little cross.
And I got that wrong. They have 2 timeouts remaining, the Texans. Now Lambert's going to throw it. It's intercepted at the 45-yard line. Look out. He could go 50, 40, makes a move. 35-30. Drops the ball. Ball on the ground. Rolling around. Wimberly has come up with it. Wow.
That was intercepted.
What a play.
And a fumble, and the Texans recovered.
Pass intercepted that time, and that was Tanner Welch on the return. And then trying to get it to the house was Welch, and he was stripped of the ball. Wimberly comes up with it. So the Texans now have it first down and 10 at their own 23-yard line. And boy, when the brakes are going your way, they're really going your way.
Yeah, I thought whenever he had gotten past the center, Christian Heatley, that he was going to go all the way to the end zone.
I did too.
I didn't see who came over there from the other side, but they quickly caught up with that man. And what an exciting play that was.
And what a turnaround that could have been, Randy. That could have been a pretty big play here. That would have cut it to 28-10. Lambert now rolling left, looking, flicks it out left side, caught at the 30. Is that Smith over there?
Ooh,
I think
yeah.
It is, down to the 33-yard line. And that is a pickup of 10 for Dennis Smith. And with Dennis, you don't even need to look at the number. You know it's him just based on the physique.
Yeah, absolutely. He was wide open over there on that right side. It's going to be about a 10-yard pickup, and it'll move the chains.
So first down and 10 again for Wimberly. Again, halftime, we'll be able to let you enjoy some of the band performance. 1:40 left to play. The clock is running. Lambert, quarterback draw. Up the middle, 35, avoids a tackle to the 40. And down to the 42-yard line is Brady Lambert. That's a pickup of 9.
And on the stop for the
they motioned Wilson out of the backfield that time and left him standing back there all alone. It certainly looked like pass play all the way. Well, the Texans here are trying to hurry to get the ball down the field to score again, aren't they?
Yep. 1:16 remaining. Clock on the move. Second down and 2. Lambert's going to go long. Big time long to Reed Jones. In and out of his hands and incomplete. Good coverage down there at about the 22-yard line.
It was good coverage, but it looked like it hit him in the left shoulder pad. And the ball kind of bounced up. Lucky that they weren't in better position to pick that off.
We've got the windows up here, Randy. You could hear it hit his shoulder pads, couldn't you?
Yeah, you could.
Third down and 2 now for the Texans. Everything always looks a lot easier up here, doesn't it, Randy? Why didn't Bart Reed catch that ball, right?
All perspective, isn't it?
Third down and 2, 1:08. Clock has stopped on the incompletion, obviously. Lambert's going to look left, throws it left, caught by Dennis Smith, and out of bounds to stop the clock is Smith. A pickup of 6 yards.
And enough for a first down, and they're going to move the chains.
And good grief, if they're going to split Smith out in a receiver's position, There's no telling what we might see out of Dennis Smith in the playoffs, Randy. Yeah. That is a scary proposition.
Yeah, they've got him over there kind of in a flanker.
Nobody's covering him right now. Lambert now will look over the middle and throw over the middle, and it's caught down to the 35-yard line. That's Reed Jones, and that's a pickup of 16. Now they really kick it into high gear with 56 seconds left. Stops with the first down. Go ahead, Randy.
Well, you're right. There is nobody. There's Holloman and Dennis Smith over on the left side, and they've got one man covering the two of them.
Now here is Lambert. He was looking for Smith, too. Now he goes back right side, flips it out to Burt Shell on the right side, down to the 29-yard line. That's a pickup of six. And out of bounds and stops the clock with 47 seconds left to play. Wimberly moving smartly down the field. Lambert getting pretty good practice in the old two-minute offense here at the end of the first half, Randy.
Well, and you can't help that's the intent of what they're trying to do here is to exercise that.
Back to throw. Flips it over the middle. It's caught to the 20. 15 to the 10. It's Dennis Smith to the 5. And out of bounds at the 6-yard line, actually, is Dennis Smith. That's a pickup of 24.
You could tell he seriously was considering not stepping out of bounds and putting his head down.
Yes, he did.
See, he go over that one last defender.
So now,
smartly stepped out of bounds, though, and stopped the clock.
And now you got 38 seconds remaining on the clock. First down and goal. Ball at the 6-yard line. See if Wimberly can add to this lead, already leading it 28-3. Trinity Wilson to the left of Lambert. 6-yard line. Again, first and goal. Here's Lambert. Takes the snap. He's going to run it himself. Left tackle. 5, 4, 3, 2,
touchdown.
1. Touchdown. He's into the end zone. Brady Lambert, a 6-yard touchdown. How about that?
Just a direct snap dive over the left side that time. Lambert took it. The big man that he is able to power his way in.
32 seconds left on the clock. They just drove the ball 77 yards, Randy, in the blink of an eye. Avalon now is on to try to add the extra point. Hold by Reed Jones is a good one. It's up. And the kick is good, and with 32 seconds left to play, Wimberly now leads Bernie by a score of 35-3. How about that? 42 yards rushing now for Lambert in the game, unofficially on 8 carries. Trinity Wilson, 6 carries for 27 yards. Dennis Smith has carried it once for 6 yards, and Dennis has really contributed mostly as a receiver in this game tonight, Randy.
He did have a couple of carries. Remember, he was there. I think he scored, didn't he, earlier?
Yeah, he scored on the one.
They had him as a tailback in the high formation that one time.
Yeah, 6-yard touchdown run. So Bernie will get the ball now. Fisher Cook back deep for the Greyhounds. Avila will do the kicking off. At halftime, we'll talk more, of course, about possible playoff scenarios. Let you enjoy the band as well. Go over a few stats. Talk about the second half, but also talk about next week.
Yeah, the Texans certainly making a statement so far here in the first half, aren't they?
No question about that. Here's Avila now with a kickoff. Kickoff is a good one. It's taken at the 10-yard line. That's Avery Schneider trying to get out right side. He's got some running room to the 20 and is able to stretch it out to the 24-yard line. The clock rests at 24 seconds remaining.
Blake Guidry that time on the tackle. He's got a nose to get down the field on those kickoffs, doesn't he?
He really does.
Seems to call his name almost every time.
So Amick now, let's see what the mentality is going to be. Trailing 35-3 and not great field position at all. But heck, these guys always wing it, though. I don't think they ever just take a knee. He's going to run it up the middle on a quarterback draw, and he gains 2 yards. And it'll be second down and 8. 15 seconds remaining, and they don't look like they're too eager to get another snap off here, Randy.
No, and I hate to say it, but Amick that time almost looked hesitant to put it under his arm and run forward. He certainly
Well, wouldn't you be?
He didn't do it with as much gusto as he has early on.
Wimberly now has a player. That's Blake Guidry, who looks a little shaken up and is kind of limping off to the side line, and the Greyhounds allow the time to run off the clock, Randy, and there's your first half. 35-3 is our score. Wimberley over Burney. We are coming to you from Texan Stadium in Wimberley tonight, and we certainly hope you'll stick with us for our halftime show here as we allow you to enjoy the band, and we'll talk a little bit more about this one and about next week, and certainly it has been a productive first half of football for the Wimberley Texans. You are listening to Wimberley Texans football on WimberleyRadio.com and KDRP 100.1 FM.